We get things underway this afternoon by welcoming in Timothy Hines. He works at Jackson Laboratory down in Bar Harbor and is the recipient of a terrific new award. Can you fill us in a little bit for those who might not know about the Uplifting Athletes Young Investigator Draft? You're one of seven researchers that were selected, and it's a pretty interesting organization, Uplifting Athletes, and what they're trying to do.
Yeah, so Uplifting Athletes seems like a great organization. They're interested in supporting rare disease research, so they partner with patient advocacy groups to help support young investigators like myself. And they also partner with NFL players who've worked with Uplifting Athletes since college. And so all of the investigators that are awarded with the prize get introduced by an NFL player, which is pretty cool.
And you got introduced by a Green Bay Packer, John Lovett, who, if I remember right, went to Princeton.
Yes.
And what does this mean for you? Is it $20,000 in grant money that you get as a result?
Yep. Yeah. So $20,000 in grant money. This is the first grant I've ever received. So that's really exciting, and it'll help support my research and help me become more of an independent researcher.
Well, that's wonderful. And you've been doing a terrific work studying CMT disease, which is a neuromuscular disorder that damages the peripheral nerves. Can you explain a little bit more about CMT?
Sure. So CMT is short for Charcot-Marie-Tooth disease, which is a mouthful, so we call it CMT. And it's a genetic neuromuscular disease, and it's caused by mutations in a bunch of different genes, like over 100 different genes. And so I work on sort of like one class of CMTs, and they're caused by mutations in a group of genes called the tRNA synthetases. And basically they participate in the process of translating mRNAs into proteins in your cells.
And the symptoms begin often in the feet and lower legs?
Yeah, so they tend to start in the extremities, so the hands and the feet. Definitely the feet are a big one. And it leads to basically degeneration of your motor nerves, the nerves that control your muscles.
And how rare is this disease, Tim?
So overall, it's not that rare a disease. I believe the figure is 1 in 2,500 people have some form of CMT. But considering there's over 100 different genes that can cause CMT, it's a little harder to work on because all these genes have different functions, and so it's a bunch of different classes of CMT, and people tend to work on, a couple of classes of CMT.
We're talking with Dr. Timothy Hines from Jackson Lab. He's one of the winners in the Uplifting Athletes Young Investigator Draft, one of just seven that were selected recently. So in terms of your work in studying these mutations, what are the nuts and bolts of that? Can you tell us a little bit, for the layman, what exactly you do to study how this all works and how to prevent this disease?
Sure. So we have been studying this for a while, and we've got a few different mouse models. So basically we introduce a patient mutation into a mouse, and sometimes it turns out to be a good model for the disease. It has similar symptoms to patients. Sometimes it's not such a good model for the disease. They don't get symptoms, or they get entirely different symptoms or something like that. So we have a few that are good models for the disease. And we study those. We study the physiology. We study the cell biology. And we find sort of what sort of processes are going wrong in the organism or in the cells. So the disease primarily affects motor neurons, which control your muscles. But the genes that are mutated in the disease are sometimes expressed in all your cells. And so it's it's interesting to figure out why it's affecting motor neurons specifically, as opposed to all your other cells. And if we can figure out what processes are going wrong in the disease, then those are things we can target with drugs to try to help the disease.
What is it about the genetic structure of mice that make them good subjects and help you learn about how this might behave with humans?
So there's a lot of, homologous genes, a lot of genes that are the same between humans and mice or similar between humans and mice. So that's one major thing. Another is, it's a mammalian system, going to be more similar to humans than, say, flies. But they have lots of babies. They reproduce pretty quickly. They have a gestation time of about 3 weeks. So it's a powerful tool that we can use in a mammalian system with a quick reproduction time that allows us to study what it's doing in the whole organism.
So what's your background, Tim? Where did you do your undergraduate work?
I did my undergraduate work at Appalachian State University.
Oh, and beautiful Boone, North Carolina. I've been there a number of times. Yeah. What a great campus that is.
Yeah, I love it there. Awesome. I was a psych major undergrad, so I got a BA and a BS in psychology, and I minored in German and chemistry. And then while I was there, the last 2 years I was there, I did a little behavioral neuroscience research, and that's what kind of got me interested in doing research. So then I went to grad school at the University of South Carolina in Columbia, South Carolina, where I did my PhD in Deanna Smith's lab, Dr. Deanna Smith's lab, where I was seeing how things are transported in your axons, the nerves that go down to your muscles, for example.
And how did you?
And once I graduated there in 2018, I came to Jax.
Yeah, and for people who don't know, Jackson Lab, we are so fortunate to have Jackson Laboratory here in the state of Maine and the incredible work that they do. And so how does that work for you as a postdoctoral associate?
Well, I'm pretty fortunate to be here at Jax. And in Maine, honestly, I love it here. So I feel pretty fortunate to be here. I mean, I'm surrounded by people who are leaders in their field. And even though everyone's like an expert and, top of their field, everyone's also pretty laid back. So like finding people to collaborate with, or if I just need help with something, I can just go talk to someone and, get probably some of the best advice on the planet for an experiment I need to do. So that's always a good thing. I've learned a lot since being here and hope to learn a lot more also.
Well, it's wonderful work that you're doing. Congratulations again. Now, I don't know, were you a football fan before this?
Actually, no, I've never really been into football, but I wrestled in high school. I played rugby in college. And I've played soccer pretty much my whole life. So I am into sports, just not football specifically.
All right. So this hasn't made you a Packers fan. And I have to mention, while we have you here, that our University of Maine football team has been down to Boone twice. And we've beaten App State both times we've been down there. Yeah, we're 2-0 at Boone.
Man, that's good for you, Maine, I guess.
Well, it is because, as you know, they don't lose at home very often.
Yeah.
Well, it's a wonderful thing.
I still remember the old Michigan game.
Oh, absolutely. That was huge.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on this recognition from Uplifting Athletes and the wonderful work that you're doing on CMT. And we hope this grant is able to help keep you pushing forward and find some breakthroughs here. Thank you so much for making time for us today, Tim. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. This was really fun.